At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming up in about an hour, we will play Hill Notes back, so you can leave one of those at any moment on the Odyssey app. You will see a microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Just click on that and talk to your heart's content, and we'll play the best Hill Notes that you have left over the weekend and this morning coming up at 9:20. Wiggy, some in the Twitch chat calling you fraudulent.
Uh-oh.
Like your guy X-Bear says with regard to Friday and the last-minute flex of the show, there is 0% chance that that is what took place on Friday, according to X-Bear.
Damn.
And according to John in the car, Wiggy definitely lies all the time. I mean, those are serious claims that are being made about your integrity.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Actually, he got me. Well, you know where I really was Friday.
Where were you Friday?
I had a tryout with the Patriots.
Oh, you did? Okay. All right. I thought maybe a job interview.
Is that more believable?
I thought maybe you had a last-minute job interview or something like that, and maybe you were going to go back to coaching. I had no idea.
I mean, what would they come up with? Because if I was going to lie, I probably wouldn't use my daughter to lie on it.
Right? I don't think you would, no. Yeah, I wouldn't. It's pretty easily traceable. I mean, your daughter decided to have a wedding ceremony. Yeah.
If I was going to, you know, it would be something else like that. I knew nobody could trace.
Hi, good morning, X-Bear. What are you watching? Oh, I'm watching the people that I think lie all the time.
I would come up with a better lie than that.
You're sick. X-Bear is a big conspiracy theorist. Knows a lot about.
No, I wouldn't say I was sick because I've battled through injury on the show before.
Oh, good morning, John. What are you up to? Oh, I am madly texting into a chat room for 4 hours to a show I despise.
No, I don't mind it. I like it. I like, you know what I'd like to hear from the ones that think I'm lying?
Yeah.
Is give me what they believe I was doing.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to hear. Mm. So like X-Bear and who's the other guy?
John in the car.
Yeah. Twitching. What do you think I was really doing then?
Yeah.
And I already texted Takeda this morning, and I said, congratulations, beautiful. She said, thank you so much. So she is...
She's in on it.
She's in on the line. I make sure I let everybody know. Please let me know what you think I was doing on Friday.
Yeah, it was just weird that you didn't say anything in the weeks leading up to the road show.
I did say something to Ken.
No.
But what about Ken your friends?
Ken says you didn't say anything.
Ken
And
knows
you didn't say anything to us. Like, we were in here on basically the day we were leaving.
Right.
And we were looking at the Hotel Beauport online, and Courtney was saying, what a beautiful place. And you said, how do you spell it?
Yeah.
And then I saw you when I was leaving. I said, what time are you heading up there? And he said, I'm not going. Yeah. Ken knows about it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to
say anything to you guys, because then I didn't want it accidentally to slip out or something, and then it'd be a whole, you know, well, what's going on, blah, blah, blah.
So that we would have accidentally said something about the impending nuptials, and that would have been a problem.
Or maybe I would have said something.
Okay.
So I was just like, I told Ken, you know, a few weeks before that, just to give him a heads up so he'd know, and I told him, you know, just, you know, keep that between you and I, and then I knew, like, I'd let y'all know the day of, because I don't, you know, sometimes you might say something, you're like, oh, damn, I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, I just was shocked.
Will you be accepting the jet ski ride to the dive on Thursday that you've been offered?
Yeah, I got no issues with that. Where's the hotel?
Right on the water.
It's on the water, yeah. So
no problem with that.
I believe Chinese food Donnie said he would take you over there on a jet ski.
Just tell me where. I mean, I gotta get on some water craft anyway.
Right. Chinese kid.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get, if we could, to the rest of the news this morning.
Karen Reed and Alan Jackson inked a deal for a screen adaptation of her murder case. So Productions is partnering with Reed and Jackson. They promise details of the Reed story not yet disclosed to the public.
How much?
No price listed anywhere. Right. The producers are also saying that CAA is representing the film and TV rights. CAA is huge. Yeah. Like, that's a big deal.
Who is going to play Karen Reed, would you guess? We talked about this a long time ago.
You had a really good one.
Didn't you say?
Diane Lane.
Yes.
I thought maybe ought to play her.
Yeah.
Well, somebody said Elizabeth Shue.
Oh, that would be a good one. Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah. Maybe Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah.
Well, LaDainian Tomlinson just did a docuseries. He got $11 million.
Oh, I thought you said he was going to play Jackson.
No. So I bet you she's probably getting she better be getting a nice piece of change with all the money she's going to have to owe.
Who would you have play Judge Bev?
Ooh.
I'd have to look at Judge Bev.
Maybe like...
Did you see she was at Logan the other day?
I did, yeah.
I feel like Elizabeth Shue would be a better Judge Bev. I'm just looking at a picture.
What about like Meryl Streep?
Generous. A Meryl Streep. Oh, yeah. Maybe Meryl Streep.
Maybe a Jodie Foster. Throw a wig on Jodie Foster.
There are also reports that plans are underway for a book project with Reed and Jackson. So that's being shopped around right now. Also, the next big trial that I have coming up is the Idaho 4 that starts in August. And if you are also interested in the Idaho 4, great book on tape that's free on Spotify right now. It's called When the Night Comes Falling. Casey Smith, who used to work here in Boston, now is with Barstool. She reached out to me and she's like, you got to listen. It's really, really well done.
Really?
When the Night Comes Falling. Yes.
Okay. There's good insight in the book.
Like, yes. Okay, really? Yeah. Some stuff that I had not heard about, a lot about Brian Koberger's upbringing and his cross country road trip with his dad.
Yeah. Are you going to spend as much time with that trial as you did with both Karen Reed trials?
Definitely.
Like every day. You'll be tuned in.
Oh, yeah.
Every single day.
Yes.
Keep
and
us posted.
There will be a time difference, so I believe that the trial will start once we are off air.
Excellent.
19 beaches around the area closed yesterday and remain closed today due to bacteria levels. This happened last summer as well, if I remember correctly. If one of the beaches that is on the list is one of yours, officials say do not swim or enter the water at the location to avoid risk of illness. I don't know how this happens all the time.
I think the heat causes, like the excessive heat that we had the week before, I think that causes it.
Oh. Okay. So, that makes sense.
Okay.
And also, lots of jellyfish in the region. Be careful out there.
Really?
Something's up in the water.
There is something up.
Yeah.
We saw
the jellyfish yesterday. He was walking around the North End. My wife was shocked to see all the jellyfish. Cause I just tell her the stories.
Where did you see them in the North End?
Right, you know where the Prince Park is, right there. You walk on the little pier. You see all the jellyfish right there.
Oh. Something is up in the ocean right now. Oh,
she was shocked because I was like, "Yeah, we used to throw them at each other when we swam in the harbor as kids," and she was shocked to see so many of them.
Yeah. If you missed Curtis's lead this morning, Malik Beasley is facing a possible arrest as he's under investigation for gambling allegations. The federal investigation into Beasley began after a major U.S. sports book flagged irregular betting patterns tied to his performance during the 2023-24 season when he was playing with the Bucks. The most notable occurred during a game against the Portland Trail Blazers when there was a sudden surge bet on Beasley's recording fewer than 2.5 rebounds. Causes significant shift in odds. Shime is right that the 2.5 he hit the over and a lot of people were betting the under. But
yeah, but can't you bet the swing on that or whatever?
But then wouldn't the bet that's being flagged be that one big bet that came on the over after the odds changed?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know how.
Like I guess that's just where I'm confused. And I'm not saying that Curtis is wrong or that I'm right or whatever. I have no idea. I'm just confused as to what the actual exact allegation is, because that one example that they give
don't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
So my question would be, and maybe we can get some of the call in if you're an expert in law. Why do we find out about Malik Beasley before they're actually charging him? Like, is this a way to pressure him to cooperate?
Because I don't know.
It seems odd that you would release this information. Obviously, it's going to be a national story.
Yeah.
And you're not charging him. It just means you're investigating him.
And it really seems like when it comes to these types of allegations, it's just been NBA players, really, other than, you know, what happened with Shohei, I guess.
That was a big one.
Yeah, but that wasn't him, Curtis. That was right. his translator.
Right, lost in translation.
Guy was gambling. He was rogue gambling with his own money.
Yeah, Shohei had no idea that millions of dollars were escaping his bank account.
And yet this is now the third time.
The notification comes from the Bank of America. He doesn't look at it. No. Do you ever look at your push notifications, Curtis?
Always. No.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and I'm sure the money management that Shohei had didn't notice it either.
And just so we're clear, because Shyam always says legalized, we find out about things. California, not legal. We found out about that without it being the legal.
Yeah, it was a massive gambling ring.
Wasn't it Calvin Ridley in the NFL, though? So it happened to an NFL player.
Well, no, so he wasn't betting on NFL games, though. That's he got punished for betting within the facility or something like that.
Right, but I was just, Greg was asking, was it other sports with guys in betting?
Yeah. And Gerard Mayo had the under for wins for the Patriots.
But this is now, the third time in the last 2 years that an NBA player has more or less been found out? Because it was Jontae Porter, then there was the Terry Rozier thing, and now there's this Malik Beasley thing, which I still don't exactly understand.
What about Jennifer Coolidge? As Judge Bev.
Ooh. But it's not going to be a comedy. Uh-huh. And Jennifer Coolidge is a comedian.
Right. But wasn't she great in like White Lotus or something?
But she was funny in White Lotus.
I can't think of Stifler's mom as Judge Bev.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Dickie Lovelady, whose real name is Richard, but he prefers Dickie, was brought up briefly by the Mets and sent back down. He was then offered a deal of $250,000 by porn site Cam Soda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he's going to need that as the Mets just signed him yesterday to a one-year deal. So it seems like his money will be fine. Okay. But Cam Soda VP Darren Parker released a statement pleading with Lovelady to join them.
Yeah.
He said, "You've made a name for yourself in high-stakes situations, and we believe that same confidence and control could be a hit with our audience. Huh. Whether you're coming in for the save or just keeping things loose in the bullpen, we think you've got the charisma to command the spotlight. Yeah. We'll take care of the tech, the fans, and the lights. You just bring the Lovelady presence that's already turning heads."
Excellent. Well, we talked about him briefly, I think, last week. The man, I like it. The man, his name is Richard, but he insists.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
On everybody calling him Dickie Lovelady, so why not?
Yeah.
Maybe he'll pursue that career.
Yes.
Who knows?
And let's end with Gen Z, because 41% of Gen Zers are using AI to end their relationships. So women are slightly more likely than men to let the machine figure out how to end a relationship. They're taking to AI, and an example is posted online recently saying, "Write me a message to break up with my boyfriend."
So wait a minute. This is almost half of Gen Z.
Yeah.
They're not doing the work themselves. They're not. This is like the most traumatic of life decisions, breaking up with somebody.
Right.
And they don't have the common decency to get together with the person and to create their own words from the heart when it comes to why they're breaking up. They're letting the artificial intelligence do all the work for them.
Well, This is AI's being respectful. The response to this one person said, "Here's a respectful, clear breakup message you can send by text or say over the phone. It's honest but kind." And it reads, "Hey, insert name here. I've been doing a lot of thinking and I need to be honest with you. I don't think I can keep being in this relationship. This isn't easy to say and it's not something I take lightly, but I've realized that this just isn't right for me anymore. You've been important to me and I truly care about you, but I think it's best we go our separate ways. I hope you understand and I really do wish you the best."
Isn't the person that you're breaking up with going to know that ChatGPT wrote the thing for you?
No.
Yes,
probably,
they are.
No, probably not.
Yeah, I don't think they would.
This has been, also, this is like not new. This has been going on forever. I have a friend who years ago used Google to try to find ways to break up with a very long-term live-in girlfriend.
House long to live with girlfriend.
Yes, but had Googled like how to break up with long-term girlfriend who I live with. She was on the iPad. saw the Google search.
Okay.
And so she broke up with him.
Right. Oh, she did?
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Oh,
yeah. But he was probably happy about
yes,
that.
Yes, it worked out.
Maybe
well
Google said leave the search up and that's how she'll break up with you.
Maybe.
Win-win.
But it is interesting, though, if you know the person, where if you do talk to them and break up with them, it might take you 5 days to do it and it be a back and forth where if you
yeah,
can put something
called,
together.
It's called interhuman relations. It's
yeah.
called having some respect for somebody. Like, have the decency to break up with them in person.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know
if
what
you've
could,
been with them for a long time.
Of course.
Time.
But
like,
you know
and
what,
don't text. Like, texting somebody to break mm-hmm. up with them is atrocious.
But if you know what comes with that person is a meltdown, is a back and forth, it could lead to an argument, it could lead to other things, and this is
yeah,
a...
Yeah, sounds like all of my breakups. Like, that's just life.
But this is a safe way to do it without having all that other stuff that you know could potentially come with it. And maybe them even backing you into a corner and you not breaking up.
What
but
was
I think
the
it's
worst...
best we go our separate ways.
Courtney, what was the worst breakup that you were a part of? The one that still makes you shudder.
Yeah, no, probably.
Tread probably... lightly, Courtney.
No,
Santo's listening.
No, he knows. Probably the boy who a girl sent me a Snapchat
oh, yeah.
in his bed from his phone.
Not great.
Oh, boy.
That was really the end.
Yeah.
See?
Did you speak in person?
What?
Did you speak to that person in person?
Oh, we had words in person quite a bit.
See, Courtney?
I mean, what an awful thing for the girl to do. Also.
I don't like the floppiness. No, she's insane.
Jesus. What is she doing now?
Married with a child.
Oh, boy.
But not to him.
Thank God.
Not to him.
But yeah, no. Because she had sent me a message. I've said this story before, saying that, like, you know, I know you're seeing so-and-so, and, you know, I was with him last weekend and blah, blah, blah. And then I have a big L on my forehead because I stayed with him. And then just 2 weeks later, I was up with the flu all night and received a Snapchat from him at 2 a.m. And I opened it, and it was a kissy face, her, with him naked in bed next
oh
to her.
My God. But he...
He was asleep. Got, he was asleep.
He was asleep.
Yes, he was asleep.
We call that the Edelman.
Yes.
When that's done
correct.
While you're sleeping.
And my biggest regret was not screenshotting it, because it is something that my friends and I talk about quite a bit. She did her due diligence. She blocked my number from his phone. I had to DM him on Twitter and say, Jesus. Can you call me?
He was your
Wait,
boyfriend.
After she did that, that's evil.
Yeah, because
so
I was like...
So she sent the Snapchat
yes.
and then blocked you from the phone, so you had no way of reaching out to him.
Correct. And so one of my other friends, I'm like, can you call so-and-so and see if it goes through for you? Maybe his phone's dead. She calls, no issue. So then I had to DM him on Twitter and say, hey, call me. And he said, why are you DMing me? I said, you blocked my number. He said, I don't even know how to do that. I said, well, I'm sure so-and-so does. He called me pretty quickly.
All right. Well, that's the news.
That's the news.
Thank you.
That's good therapy to really talk about it.
Yeah,
get
it
out.
Is. It's
yeah.
good. Mm-hmm. You're better off.
Oh, yeah.
You would have never found the love of your life.
Correct.
If that had not
he also
happened.
Does not like me telling this story.
Yeah, because you should say no
the
breakup matters.
The person
because,
doesn't like you?
Oh.
No, doesn't like that I've told this story.
Well, the person is an everyday listener of the show.
I don't think every day, but.
Oh, yes, he is.
Well, maybe. Okay.
I see him in my building all
okay.
the time.
That's okay.
Oh, so you know him. Oh, damn.
All right, let's get to let's
is it Bobes?
Yes. Oh, it
damn.
Is Bobes. It is Bobes.
Let's get to what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox dropped their last one with the Blue Jays, losing that series 2-1. Final score yesterday at Fenway 5-3. Walker Buehler went 4 innings, giving up 4 runs on 4 hits while striking out 3. Alex Cora talked about not being able to produce runs on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I mean, you have to cash in. Obviously, Willie got a middle sinker 2-0 that he missed it. You know, Sinan kind of hit the ball hard to third base. We had a chances. You know, the line was actually moving today. I thought the quality of the bats were good. We just didn't cash in.
Nissan is here to help you save this summer. With lower MSRPs on Rogue and Pathfinder, the possibilities are endless. Visit your local dealer today. The Sox now have the Reds in town tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Garrett Crochet taking the mound. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Big news for the Fenway Park workers and MGM Fenway workers over the weekend as they signed up for strike benefits and picket duties as they prepare for a strike that could come at any time. The Bruins had a weekend. Morgan Geeky inked a 6-year, $33 million contract with the Bees yesterday, just 2 days before he was set to enter free agency. The team also drafted James Hagen from Boston College with the number 7 overall pick. Over to the NBA, LeBron James has opted in for a $52.6 million player option with the Lakers. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Cherries are bursting with flavor and now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, get Northwest cherries for only $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 bags per customer. Short on time, order free curbside pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
Oftentimes, when there is some kind of a workplace job action, Curtis, the management steps up and gets out there and does the work for those employees who are on strike. Will we see that at Fenway Park?
I am sure.
Okay, so we'll see Sam Kennedy out there slinging glizzies and Craig Breslow out there serving
hot
beers.
Dogs here! Get your hot dogs!
Okay,
Greg,
excellent.
If the New England Patriots were having this exact situation with their vendors, do you think it'd be in the Globe?
Yeah, I would think it is.
I mean, the editorial page is totally barren. I don't know what happened.
All right, coming up, we're going to play Hill Notes back at 9:20 on today's show.